New York State Senator James Gorin, representing the 5th Senatorial. Always good to have him on the show. Sir, how are you? Hope you're well.
Good, Jay. How you doing this morning?
Hanging in there. You've been busy over the last several months, as many up in Albany have. And I wanted to start off, let's start off with the New York American Water stuff, Jim, because I'll tell you, we have so many people in the area. We've been working on this longer than anyone you know. We've been right on this with these folks over there. And it was, I'm going to be honest with you, there was so much disappointment because they all thought the NYAW stuff, it would be in the budget, would be contained within the confines of the budget. It wasn't. They were let down. There was so much. It was a lot of sad. I'll tell you, be honest with you, there's a lot of sadness. Text I got. We've had folks on, as you know. And by no fault of the Senate, it was really the Assembly that said, you know what, we need more time here. So, I mean, that's the way it kind of went down. What's your assessment overall as far as NYAW and everything else going on here?
Well, you know, there's no time to be sad. There's no time to dwell on it. We pushed and pushed and pushed. But then I was able to immediately sponsor legislation with Senators Kaminsky and Senator Brook as co-sponsors. And so we expect the bill to create the Nassau Water Authority to be approved by the Senate very shortly when we get back, hopefully next week.
All right, so you're confident this is going to happen and everything else. I read comments from, you know, guys like Charles Levine in the Assembly. More time is needed. We have to hear from some of the committee members. We have to let many weigh in. But you say that this is going to happen. Will this happen within the next 8 weeks?
We're going to pass it out of the Senate. And I am very hopeful that it will be passed in the Assembly. And the legislation that we have introduced is actually the same legislation that the governor had proposed as part of his plan with the New York State Department of Public Service. So it will once and for all give the folks who are suffering by paying 4 or 5 or 6 times more for water the ability to have municipal water and then to be able to negotiate agreements with the surrounding municipal water agencies and lower their costs. Because it is absolutely ridiculous that anybody on Long Island should have to be paying this much money for what is a basic human need, water. And it also will be an opportunity with an authority for us to begin to do better planning towards protecting our act.
Hopefully the words ring true, and I'll tell you this much. You know, my biggest fear, Senator Gorin, is the impending sale that NYAW is looking at here with Liberty Utilities. Now, Liberty is, to me, no different than what NYAW is currently. The way they've gone about their business to folks out west and into Canada and everything else is reading some tough stories there. That's my biggest fear right now in the interim. I mean, is that possible where a sale could be squeezed in here in the transfer of power to Liberty or no?
That needs to be stopped at any cost. And that way, the quickest way to stop it would be to pass this legislation and have it signed into law. And hopefully that will take place. But you know what? It doesn't matter whether it's Liberty Water, New York American Water. I am full support of capitalism and the private sector. But, you know, when it comes to something so basic like this, it just doesn't work, particularly on Long Island. And it's important to have public water.
There's no doubt about it. We'll keep an eye on that. You sound confident. I'm going to go along with you. So let's keep the fingers crossed. You know we'll be watching this. Jim Gorin with us, State Senator, representing the 5th. Let's get into the budget, Senator. It came through $212.2 billion. There's an $18 billion increase, and really, you know, from what we read, it's going to go to the high end corporations, the millionaires. Listen, that's all well and done. It reads good from the verbiage, but a lot of people, and listen, I can understand this. I even said this, that you're going to still have that trickle down to all others. What about the fear of just that? Yeah, taxes in place, a rise, but what about for the working middle class and everything else trying to make ends meet right now, pandemic and everything else? Will they be feeling these increases over the next couple of years? That's the big question right now.
Well, I voted for 9 of the 10 budget bills. I did not vote for one of the bills, which included many, you know, the new taxes, because I felt some of them would eventually probably hurt more than just, you know, the folks that are doing extremely well. And I have no issue, you know, with asking, you know, some are doing extremely well, particularly the billionaire class, to help out. But that's not everything that was in this bill. I do share the concern, and that's why we have to make sure that we're being very careful as we move forward.
What about the disbursements as far as the school districts are concerned? A lot of people were very, very, we'll put it this way, they were kind of happy, so to speak, when they saw the final numbers. Are the numbers true? Is disbursements going to happen in quick fashion? Is there a waiting period? Because that was always the case many months ago as far as a wait and see. Can they get their hands on this money right away? What about the fact of disbursements in the education field?
Record increases for public education, and Long Island does extremely well, and I'm very proud of having voted for that. It is some of the school districts that I represent, particularly those that have been struggling for so long economically, you're going to be getting a tremendous amount of new public funding for education. Absolutely. This is in the adopted budget. This is money that is now owed by the state of New York to the various school districts around the state. And I think in many districts it's going to be a game changer. But I also hope that it is the beginning of what we need to do on Long Island, and that is to try to put more money into public education paid for by the state so that we can start to deal with the reduction of property taxes.
All righty. Senator Gorin with us. Let's get to the legalization, recreational use of marijuana. Jim, I'm going to be honest with you. This has been kind of a mixed bag. A lot of people fearful. We know there's going to be a stream of revenue, $350 million dollars and everything else. I mean, listen, that's a nice number. But in essence, is there a price to be paid here? What about, this has been a, listen, this has been a back and forth, you know, for years. Governor, once an opponent of this stuff, now on the side as far as making sure that there is another avenue of dollars coming in. How did you go for it? How did you vote? Where do you stand on this whole thing?
Well, I did vote for the final bill after, for many, many months, I fought against the original proposals. The original proposals did not include strong public safety and traffic safety, which they now do. The original proposal also did not include any protections for local municipalities in terms of whether or not they could have related businesses within their communities. I actually wrote the legislation that now gives every community the ability to opt out. It's pursuant to the permissive referendum statute, which also has a mechanism if communities choose to allow voters to decide one way or another. And the other issue, yes, I feel it's important, is that this is happening all around us, and I am very concerned about our youth and what we have seen in other states where it has been approved, and this law is only for 21 and under, is that your youth usage has gone down, provided you have strong enforcement of the black market, which we hope we will have here.
The numbers coming in this morning, you know, I am concerned a little bit more as far as the overdoses, fatal ones, as far as Nassau and Suffolk. You know, we've seen a rise in this stuff, and that's from last year. You know, my only worry, and listen, you know, we can have conversations until the cows come home regarding, is it a gateway, is it not a gateway? I'm also into other areas of drugs. And also I'm concerned about the employer, especially in construction jobs. What about some of these scaffold laws? What about the fact that the recourse employers might have, might not have, because of these new laws in place? What about the effect it could have? Is there concern there? What about that aspect?
Employers still have the right, just like they do in terms of you know, folks who are intoxicated, to make sure if people are in positions that, as you describe, to take recourse if people are intoxicated or high and they can be tested. So I believe the protections are in the law.
All righty. You've got a governor right now that is in a quagmire as far as investigations. You have the harassment allegations on one side. You have the nursing home scandals on the other. Fast and Furious, AG. You have the DOJ, FBI. You got everybody involved here. What can you tell us as far as the actual landscape up in Albany right now? As far as being effective, doing the job and everything else, what have you seen, lack thereof, anything? What can you tell us right now happening in the chamber?
Well, there's an awful lot going on, and you have described most of it. Myself and some of my colleagues have actually suggested that the governor step aside pursuant to the state constitution until all of this is concluded and allow the lieutenant governor, Kathy Hochul, to take over the day-to-day operation of the government. Obviously, he has chosen not to do that, which is his right. So we are making sure that we are conducting the affairs of state. And these matters are, now in the hands of, the Attorney General, who, I have full faith and confidence in, will, come up with a independent report that will tell us, what the next step is. And, of course, the New York State Assembly is conducting its own review.
You know, when you read about the Carl Hastie's and Andrew Stewart Cousins, you have Stewart Cousins saying, she's all in. Then I read about a Carl Hastie, the Speaker of the Assembly, who I guess was in the beginning. Then more you read, it's almost like a wait-and-see approach. We can't rush into this, that type of thing. Is there a little frustration up there, Jim, as far as how fast the situations are going right now? We know papers are out there in the impeachment articles and everything else. What about the aspect as far as some are all in, some are not? Can you tell us anything there?
There's always frustrations in Albany, but I think it is important to allow the Attorney General to conduct her investigation, to complete the investigation, to make sure that, we have all the facts and also it is very important for those who have been victimized to be able to, present their situation to the Attorney General and to the attorneys and investigators that are working for Tish James. And I think it is very important that these folks all have the ability to speak up.
You got a lot on the plate. State Senator James Gorin, representing the 5th Senatorial. We can't thank you enough for a couple, and we'll check back with you in a couple of weeks. How's that?
You got it, Jay. Thanks so much. Have a good day.